Din the Sculpt. These are just kind of nicknames that they give each other.
Mm-hmm. D-Y-N?
N.
Ruda. R-U-D-R-A.
R-U-D-R-A. D-R-A.
The Indian.
Yes. He is from, Bombay.
Where is that?
India.
Well, I figured it was in India. But.
Yeah, I think it's on the west coast of India. Okay. Also, maintaining the sleeping quarters is Horus the Egyptian. And Voki the Nord.
Wow, aren't we just a rainbow of multiculturalism here?
And then currently out...
I'm sorry, what was the Nord's name?
Voki. V-O-K-I. Imagine Voki, but with a V.
Loki
with a V. Currently out gathering information is Donovan the Short-Sighted. He's got glasses. And Thydon the Greek. Thydon. Travis goes, we used to have a slightly more impressive lodge. You can see that it's pretty sparse. I mean, the sleeping rooms really only got like 5 or 6 bunk beds. Unfortunately, our previous lodge got found by the Cabal. I think it was probably by that Prussian you guys met.
Well, you don't have to worry about that happening again. I think he's bleeding somewhere on the ground right now.
That's good.
It's okay, the other officers found them.
I need to try and retrieve the body from them.
So, are you guys interested in joining the Rippers? Once it's a hard lifestyle, and probably most of us are going to wind up dead and unmourned by the general populace.
In all honesty, if you guys fight these guys as a job, you would know more about the Cabal. Huh?
Yeah, we've got some idea about the Cabal, but all over the place.
Okay. Well, I was hunting a man who apparently is affiliated, if not part of the Cabal, because he stole a child I am trying to rescue.
Child?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yes, I have receipt, so he was obviously sold.
Oh, can I see it? That's sick. They sold him to the London Zoo.
What would the London Zoo want with a child?
That's sick.
I mean, human children? What are they doing with them?
I pray that they're not feeding them to, like, tigers or something.
What's wrong with tigers?
Feeding children to tigers?
No,
then
no.
Like, whoa.
Tigers do not eat their own children.
Wait, why would a human child be... What?
What?
They do not eat children.
Are you saying this child's a tiger?
Yeah.
Okay.
He killed a good friend of mine and stole her child.
Wait, your
friend was a tiger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am friends with tigers.
As long as you're not friends with cougars.
What's a cougar?
Big cat, black, or maybe known by mountain lion?
Puma?
Puma?
kind of looks like a big cat. What? Kind of like a puma?
I would call it the unicorn!
Okay, yeah, it looks like the London Zoo bought the cub.
As I said before, their recruitment really is suffering. They hired 87 people.
Okay, so if I join you, will you help me rescue him? He does not belong in a cage.
How desperate are they for recruitment?
He belongs to his family.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't ever think I caught your name.
You may call me Ada.
Ada? Just a question. Assuming you do get this child away from the zoo, how are you going to get him back where he belongs?
I take him there. If I cannot find a suitable family, then I will take him in as my child and raise him like his mother would.
Travis and Ruda are both kind of looking at you like... Din's like, we got to rescue him.
Right?
Yes.
Although I'm not sure they'll like your get up.
Well, I only wear this because a lady should not be wandering in the night. And now I suddenly have a Scottish accent.
I know it's infectious, eh?
I know, I apologize.
No, it's alright. I like my accent.
You know, there's a benefit to saying one word.
Yes.
Back to the conversation we were having before we sidetracked about crazy. Well, as much as I'd love to join, I fully intend to, should it be available.
Go get whatever you need sorted out first, and you... I'm sure Din will help you get your cub back.
Good. How do I contact you? Like, during day?
Just come up to the Ripper Lodge.
Remember.
Is there any other way?
I think we actually had a... There's a mailbox, a dead drop mailbox.
Okay.
We check it about once or twice a day.
Because I do not belong in this poor section.
Oh, okay, so you're someone important.
I like to think so. At least my daddy thinks so, too. He's Raja in India.
Common knowledge check for Charlie.
Oh!
Okay, then.
Just a sec. Raj, what now?
Ruda knows because he's from India. Let's see, Din. Oh, yeah, I know that. And then Horace.
What?
And Voki goes, oh, yeah.
Okay. It's not American. Why is it important? Are you like president? Because if you're a president, that's a word I don't understand.
Translation, she's almost a princess.
Huh.
So being seen around here, I can see being a problem for you. There's a dead drop mailbox.
Okay.
In the old base, we used to have a telegraph, but it got destroyed.
A little bitter about that.
I want to know why. How they found out where we were. We thought the place was secret enough.
Could have been an inside job.
All right. How about this? Once you guys get all of your stuff cleared, you're joining, right?
Yes.
You need to clear things first, and then you're joining.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's £10 for your first month's pay. £10. You're like...
No, it's kind of a nonchalant thing. Like, I always do it.
All right. Where's the nearest telegraph house?
Unfortunately, you'll have to go to the better side. I think there's one probably on the north end of London. You go to telegraph, and they basically tell you to wait there.
Wait for further orders?
Wait for further orders.
Wow. Gotta love... Wait.
Wait further orders, possibly bigger than thought. Stop.
I take it I'm telegraphing the U.S. Embassy located in London.
Yes.
I just realized telegraphs don't go across the ocean.
Actually, they do.
We have underwater telegraph lines?
Yes, they actually had those. There were telegraph lines.
That's a lot of cable to lay.
That is a lot of cable.
So much. It just, like, cuts it.
Let me double check and make sure that I'm being correct in my facts. Hold on, we'll take a quick pause point. Yay for Wikipedia. Okay.
Await for further orders, possibly bigger than thought.
Yeah, await further orders. Possible conspiracy. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, should I tell them where I'm staying? Or an area where they can contact me?
Yes. A way to contact you would be better.
Too bad you don't have a loyal servant.
No. I was not given. Yes. You do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's actually fairly appropriate.
Okay, I give you name of where I stay, and then you can deliver messages.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, since you guys, this is Travis again. Since you've all kind of cleared the way, how about for your guys' first assignment? Do you guys need to rest a little while? Oh, speaking of which, since you guys have actually succeeded,
she may need to rest. She not good to
succeed in the first mission. We go ahead and do refresh. You used 2. You used 3. You used
1. It's a soak a wound.
All right. Dang, which card would you prefer?
Oh, God, upgrade for the Ripper Lodge.
Which would you prefer? Which would you prefer?
Let's see, what did I get?
Basically, okay, I get money to upgrade Lodge.
That's a good card.
Quick question, what is charisma used for?
Social situations.
Like persuasion.
Persuasion, streetwise, that sort of thing.
Okay, I guess I'll ask you guys. +4 to my personal charisma, or a +2 to toughness and parry whenever you're standing near me for a...
So combat or social?
Combat or social.
The next mission is going to be investigation, which I'm going to be clueing you in on.
So mostly social?
Not necessarily.
It depends on how bad we
It depends on the investigation.
So if you use that card, right, you get the charisma, and then you hit on someone, and then after the session, your charisma back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Do they say you don't look as hot as I remember you?
Yeah, the card is dressed to kill. He was so dressed up that...
Or maybe it was Coyote Ugly. They were so dang drunk.
Honestly, the way I picture my character right now, I can't see myself being capable of dressing to kill. So.
Okay.
Besides, to me, not dying works out a lot better sometimes.
All right. So, since you guys now have a bit of time, if you guys need to rest, I see you've got your neck wound thing.
I stay in Chinese. Just need ginseng.
Well, you have the money to buy it now.
I don't speak Chinese. Let me open up adventure number 2.
Hooray!
Because it's now 8:40 and you guys will at least have time to start it. Okay. We kind of need to figure out how they found out about us. Because if they found out about our last lodge, they have a possibility of finding out about this lodge. So, a lot of good men and women died. I'm going to try and get in contact with Donovan and Thydon, and we're going to go investigate the old base. While these four are going to guard our current base. By the way, if you guys are hungry, the pub downstairs, Lucky Annie's, we've got a deal going with them. Go down and get food and drink whenever you need.
Within reason?
That's up to Annie.
Okay.
You might want to watch out about her, though. She's...
Is she a little child that likes to play games? With a teddy bear?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
He's not a crazed warlock with a teddy bear named Tibbers.
Aww. Are you adorable?
One of our contacts, his name is Curator Archibald. He's Anglican curator, someone who runs a small chapel over in the East End. He's one of our contacts, and he might have at least a starting point for you guys to look for. So if you guys would try and figure out what happened.
Okay.
Because we're still missing 3 of our members. They're completely unaccounted for, but basically 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, the base got raided. We laid low for about 2 weeks, and we got this place set up about a week ago.
All right.
Okay. I think it best we rest to repel wounds, and I need to return to my estate.
All right.
So, where should I meet you tomorrow?
Yeah, go ahead and rest the night.
Why don't we just meet in front of the pub? I mean, it's a place we all... As far as I can tell, none of us are very familiar with the London area, so... just setting up a place...
I show you to a really nice park. We can meet there in daylight.
Oh, that's right. You can't come here. You're too good for this.
Yes.
She probably is.
All right. Might need to do some shopping anyway. I've got one set of clothing with me.
Yes, and it is covered in pus.
Any dry cleaners around?
Yeah. Just down the street.
Okay.
Okay. So when shall I meet you?
9 a.m.?
That's early.
Wait, what? 9 a.m. Early?
Yes, it is quite early. I am still used to my time.
What's times zone difference between here and India is how many hours?
Give me a common knowledge check.
That's a smarts and a wild die?
Yeah, just smarts and wild die.
7.
For some reason you know this.
Yes, Marshall.
Yeah, that's right. Very important.
I'm going to laugh if it goes against me.
I'm just trying to figure out what the time is just for you and me would be.
Time zones. All right, so you're just actually asking from, like, the West Coast to India.
Yeah, from wherever we are in London to India. All right, so let's see. Assuming that it is our current time, if it is 3 o'clock in, let's see, that's Dubai, that's Detroit, that's Dublin, Mumbai, maybe that's what I need to look.
Isn't Dubai in India?
I said Mumbai.
Oh.
Couldn't Mumbai, you just pull up a map of time zones, wouldn't that be?
Mumbai, 7:30 a.m. to Denver, because I think that's the same time zone.
Are you going for a U.S. or?
I was going. What
12-hour difference.
Okay, and then what time would it be in London?
Right now it's about 9 in London,
and that would be 2 a.m. So okay.
So you are 5 hours behind, and you are 5 hours ahead.
So let's see if it's.
So technically 9 o'clock would
technically, I would be much tired or more tired than you.
Yeah, let's see. At 9 o'clock, it's effectively 4 a.m. for you.
Okay.
And for effectively for you, this feels like 4 in the afternoon.
Maybe that's why I can run around in the middle of the night.
5 hour difference, that'd be 2.
7 hour difference, right. It'd be 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Anywho, regardless. All right, you know what? Just realized how late it seems. Noon.
Okay, we meet for lunch? We meet in park and then go for lunch?
I tug on Charles's
shirt. Yes, you?
Make a signing motion.
Oh, you want a contract?
Yeah, sure. I start reading the contract.
Yeah, it's basically you're not supposed to talk about Rippers to, you know,
the first rule of the Rippers is you don't talk about the
Rippers. Yeah, you know, this is a secret organization. Don't go public about it. Try and keep it as secret as possible. Don't kill fellow Rippers. You know, fairly understandable stuff.
I sign it. In Chinese.
Okay.
Alright. Well, I guess she shows us to the park.
Yeah, you guys get some rest. You know, you kind of take off the bandages, kind of look at them. You're going to have them.
I go look for ginseng.
Actually, there is a fairly substantial Chinese population in London because my friend Jenny actually said that... No, it was actually a statistic that I found that there are actually more Chinese restaurants in London than there probably are in Beijing. Anywho, but yeah, you get some ginseng. That's not a problem. Mark off 2 shillings for a good root of ginseng.
I go visit a dry cleaner and...
Yep, give me a shilling.
They're like, what is this? Don't ask. And then a shilling is half... Yeah, 1.05.
Mm-hmm.
And I will real fast
go back home.
You go back home and sneak on in.
Can I see the look, Andre?
Oh, you're
right. Yeah. I remember there's a back door.
Alright, let me quickly clean off the battle map.
Alright.
So as you guys are around noon, or 1 actually,
you guys are meeting this nice, fancy park, and go ahead and describe your non-tiger form to them as you guys walk up.
I have a picture. Alex saw it. You didn't see it, though.
You're probably wearing different clothing here, though. Alright, then you're getting a lot of stares.
Ooh, arm. Yeah. So hot.
And disapproving.
For most cases, yeah, you would at least see half of my arm.
Actually, what you'd probably be doing is you'd be wearing long gloves.
The woman of the house would have forced them on you before you left.
Yeah, she would have you wear some long gloves.
Okay. I don't know really how to describe it.
Oh, I go back to that enemy we were at, staying at.
Yeah.
And I leave 2 pounds.
Oh, okay. Come again anytime.
And I take that bowl.
Ooh, I have it.
So I get a few more. Okay, I can show her your picture. Show her picture to you later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You see loading.
Yeah. Loading. So would Kathy be with me?
Probably.
Okay. I would have told her I'm going to the park because one of my friends from China was arriving.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes.
Well, in that case, she'll just kind of escort you to the carriage and then the carriage will take you.
Okay. That would be my excuse for being out on my own.
Okay.
Did you give us a last name?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'll give you my name when you actually see me.
So
I wouldn't even recognize
her. You guys don't even recognize her. She recognizes you.
We're fairly or at least I'm fairly distinct in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing freshly laundered clothes that have already accumulated dust.
A tumbleweed rolls by.
Some citizens look at it confused.
Okay. What the bloody hell is that?
It's a tumbleweed.
What?
They're used for dramatic effect.
They're not even native to England.
I may have brought a few on the ship over.
Cutscene.
Ship listing because there's all these tumbleweeds.
You were both a little confused as you walked out on deck and saw just dozens of tumbleweeds going like,
"Attack of the killer tumbleweed."
Alright. Well, I will approach you two. Ah, there you two are.
She is hot.
Greetings, I'm Adeya Kuhana. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, lady. My lady. Ma'am.
You call me Adeya.
Whatever you say, ma'am. Wouldn't be appropriate to me to address a lady of your stature, apparently, by her first name. Wouldn't do. As Andre nods, yes.
Okay, so we now go to lunch, and then we start our investigation.
Indeed we will. I'm not really familiar with the area. Do you have any place you can recommend?
Yes. Lady Kathy did show me to this nice restaurant. It looked very interesting. She said it has good spice.
Welcome to Victor's Pantry. Ah, my lovely lady, you have once again returned. Will you grace us with your presence? I am your maitre d', Donald.
Thank you, Donald.
Are we even let past the door?
Are these... No, he hasn't actually even looked at you guys.
Are you here to stay for lunch again?
Yes.
Ah, twice in 1 week we are.
Coming back, look down the street, Yeah, I've seen Narabar.
Not in this part of town.
Yes, me and my associate.
Sir? Oh, your servants! Oh, yes, of course. Welcome. Please, right this way. Steve, take their jackets.
Why don't you eat here? We'll find somewhere that's a bit more appropriate for people of our stature.
I can pay for you. There's no problem.
It's not an issue of money, ma'am. It's someone of our social class is best. This isn't our type of restaurant. I
apologize. Yes, they are a little common.
Okay. So, which place would you recommend?
You can eat here, ma'am. We'll find some place.
Yes, we have a table waiting for you.
But were we not supposed to negotiate?
Oh, well, if you're doing a business negotiation, I'm sure we can... Well, maybe you're... He is an American. Please, right this way.
Fine quality dining. Just to get this cost correct. Food, meal, fine. Oh, okay, that's not bad. 2 shillings plus.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, we're probably eating above fine right now.
Yes, well. They kind of sit you off in your own little private booth.
Private, so most people can't see Ivan and I.
Well, and she's important. Do you wish the violins to play again?
Oh, yes, they are quite beautiful.
Yes, well. They sit you down and they arrange the silverware, most of which the silverware you guys haven't even, don't even know exist.
Chopsticks, in his case.
No, they give her silverware.
Yeah, no, I know. He's looking at most of it going like, huh?
That's what you think.
I'm sure she's familiar with him.
Yeah,
at least.
Familiar in the sense of, ooh, bad.
Are you going to steal everyone's
spoon?
Consider me your personal servant today. Here are the menus. I'll return shortly, and you see like 3 guys come up, begin playing violins right next to you guys.
Alright. Yowling cats. Got it.
Good.
Take a fork. Throw it right at the wall behind them.
They'll kind of scurry out of the way.
No, it's not polite to attack people, you know?
This is a bad throw.
Right.
No.
Alright.
I take the knack and put it in my
bag. I flip open the menu.
Wow. They don't even have price tags on it.
I don't recognize most of the food, do I?
Nope.
I look for something, anything I recognize.
I look at the teas.
Oh, they don't really have many teas.
Earl Grey.
No, wait, this is England. Never mind, they've got a long list of teas.
I was going to say. They serve coffee?
Yes, it would have some coffee.
Okay. That's something.
They probably would have something, imagine like a refined steak type of thing.
Steak tartare.
Filet.
It's okay, I don't know what these are either. But this one is very good.
What's she pointing at?
Number 12. The... Filet mignon. Con fuego!
Right. Okay. Got it.
Okay, we'll place our order, whatever it is.
you guys place your order.